Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you can hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 2, you will hear stories from our third collection, That Southern Thing, Living, Loving, Laughing, Loathing, Leaving the South. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. Today's episode comes from Exploring, although it most certainly resonates with That Southern Thing. We've been saving this episode for release on a special occasion. October 22nd is Daniel Boone's birthday, at least as he celebrated it on the Julian calendar for his entire 86 years. Boone passed away of natural causes 200 years ago, last month. Into the Woods by Marshall McClung. I have been an admirer of Daniel Boone since reading about him as a child. While I do not consider myself to be anywhere close to having the woodsman skills Boone had, I do believe I have certain traits Boone would be proud of. I was born and reared in a log cabin at the edge of Cherokee Indian land in Graham County, North Carolina. My playground was the woods. My playmates, Cherokee children, playing cowboys and Indians, and reversing the roles. Nobody was offended. I later had a career with the U.S. Forest Service that honed my skills. My love for the woods ever deepened. I first became involved in search and rescue operations while working with the U.S. Forest Service, and later as search and rescue coordinator with the Graham County Rescue Squad. We looked mostly for lost and injured hikers in the Joyce Kilmer Slick Rock Wilderness area in Graham County. The number of those missions is now in the hundreds, spread over more than 50 years. I used tracking skills to find the lost hikers, partly learned on my own and also from attending tracking school and becoming a certified tracker. I have found or helped find hundreds of lost and injured hikers using these skills. The skills enable one to discover extremely minor details when tracking a person. I look for footprints, broken twigs, small rocks that have been moved by a person's foot, discarded items, and other signs. Other indicators include where a person has slipped and fallen or left the trail. A smaller footprint can mean a young person or a female. If the tracks start getting closer together, and if the person is slipping and sliding more, we know they are getting exhausted. Or maybe they are not paying attention to where they are going. If the tracks change direction frequently, the person is confused and doesn't know which way to go. A larger disturbed area or depression in the leaves is an indication the person has sat or lain down. A person almost always bends a twig in the direction they are going. If the twig is bent on the right side of the trail, the person is right-handed. If on the left side, they are left-handed. If the person has entered a stream, we search both sides of the stream until we locate footprints on the bank where they left the stream. If they are in a rocky area, small bits of grit or pieces of stones leave scratch marks on the rocks. The scratch marks will be deeper closest to the person because as a person steps on this type of surface, the foot tends to slip slightly toward the walker. Trackers can use this to determine which way the person is going. One mission that stands out in my memory was a search in the autumn of 1988. We were searching for Jim Michalik, 25, of New Berlin, Wisconsin. That search lasted almost a month. Michalik entered the Joyce Kilmer Slick Rock area and disappeared. When he failed to return, a massive search effort began. Hoot Gibbs and I found his tent on Stratton Bald, but no sign that anyone had been there recently. Heavy rains had wiped out footprints. After days of searching by ground crews, search dogs, and aircraft, the search was suspended. On October 16th, two local fishermen taking a shortcut through dense underbrush found a backpack and boots at the base of a cliff. This was literally in the middle of nowhere. The items were identified by relatives as belonging to Mikulik. The following day, the fishermen led us to the location where they had found the items. After a short search, we located the scattered remains of Mikulik. It was later determined that a bear had eaten most of the remains. An autopsy revealed that Mikulik had died as a result of some injuries received from the fall. During my years of wandering and searching through the forest of Graham County, I've had my share of interesting finds, quite often made by my hiking friend, Hoot Gibbs. We found all the original route of the Trail of Tears in Graham County, used for removing Cherokee Indians in 1838, and the burial mounds of 400-some Cherokees who died in a 1700 smallpox epidemic. We found several graves of children who died from milk-sick fever before 1916 in Eller Cove, and Spanish writing carved into a rock at Hooper Bald, Predarms Casada, September 1615. The forest and wilderness can be a foreboding place for some, but the truth is humankind has been wandering about the world for centuries. If you know what to look for, and if you don't get lost, you might find evidence of any number of interesting stories nearby when you next venture into the woods. Copyright 2019, Marshall McClung. Marshall McClung is a prominent local historian in Graham County, North Carolina. He has written many stories published in the Graham Star, Robbinsville's newspaper. Marshall has published two books, Mountain People, Mountain Places, which received an award from the North Carolina Society of Historians. In 2018, he released more Mountain People, Mountain Places. Marshall has assisted many other writers in publishing books, most recently in 2017, Marcy Spencer, who released Nantahala National Forest, A History. Thank you for listening to another 6 Minute Story. You can read them all in the 3 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's RANDELL Jones.com. There you can learn about submitting your own story for consideration for our Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.